This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with Tomorrow's News Tonight as we broadcast live right now from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now via the Internet and the satellite. And let's also don't forget about our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people working out there in the coronavirus epidemic, doing what they can to make America free and safe. And we thank them very, very much for what they're doing. Now, to the truckers, to the butchers, the bakers, the warehousemen, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those people that are out there keeping America rolling along tonight, as well as everybody in the oil business. Let's not forget that, because oil is making a run right now, and that's a good thing for the oil people. We thank you for what you do. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and while you're over there, follow us, get in the chat room, and away you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, yesterday was kind of the day of reckoning in the way of sorts for Joe Biden. He didn't exactly get softballs thrown at him by the Morning Joe crew. And this is what sounded like, if you will, between Mika describing what was going to happen before she got into talking to the former vice president.
There's been a lot of discussion and debate recently about how news outlets have handled and covered the recent allegation against Joe Biden by Tara Reid, a woman who briefly worked as a staff assistant in Biden's Senate office. We're going to get to what she alleges he did to her back in 1993 in a moment. But first, let's talk about the criticism by some, particularly on the right, that the media has not applied the same standard to this allegation against Biden as it did the allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh when he was undergoing his confirmation process. We think that's a good thing. The media should not apply what seemed to be a Kavanaugh standard to Joe Biden. The media should not apply the same standard most applied to Judge Kavanaugh to Donald Trump. The media should not apply a Kavanaugh standard to any public figure. The blanket and absolute standard of simply believing all women is a notion we dismissed here on the show early on. The standard for the media in covering sexual assault allegations needs to be to report the facts, listen to the accuser, and give the accused full due process, both men and women. We were very clear about that on the show during the Kavanaugh story.
Did I miss something the last time around with Kavanaugh? They were very clear and they were fair and nothing but the facts. There were no facts in the Kavanaugh thing. Nothing. No vindication, no proof, no nothing. They've got witnesses for this. By the way, if they find that Senate report, he's done.
He would be done, for sure. And that seemed to be, you know, sort of at the heart of the matter of what Mika Brzezinski was asking Joe Biden about, Captain. You know, would he consent to having a name search, you know, be done through the Biden files at the University of Delaware? And he looked kind of confused during this interview and kept trying to bring it back to the idea that, no, there's no personnel records in the Biden papers that would all be in the National Archives, et cetera, et cetera. But honestly, what Mika was talking about there, about the standards that were applied, well, I sure remember so many of the Democrat elite, senators, representatives in the House, commentators, media professionals, everybody saying, look, you know, we're gonna believe this. We don't really need
We believe the woman. That was what it was in the Me Too movement. We believe the woman.
That's right. And Senator Hiranyo, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Mazur, whatever her name was. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, she had come out to the microphones, and when asked about, you know, she was one of, I think, four women on the committee, she'd said, well, the men in the United States need to simply shut up. All the men need to shut up. And it just seemed to be pretty inflammatory. But, you know, Captain, my position, as I know your position back during the Kavanaugh hearing, was, well, let the chips fall where they may. Let's find out what's happening. So we've been very consistent on this, but now we're getting crickets from those who really ought to be coming in and saying, look, you know, Biden has really got to go after this, but they're trying to give him a pass.
It's called a double standard.
No kidding.
A big-time double standard. And it's not going to work because we're going to hold them accountable. All the things, and by the way, the Kavanaugh standard, you betcha we're going to hold Biden to the Kavanaugh standard. You betcha.
Well, sure. Well, because, again, the idea is that, well, first of all, these are very serious charges.
Yep.
Somehow... even Nancy Pelosi, this was way out of control, Captain. Nancy Pelosi saying, well, there was no report made at the time and this kind of thing, and Joe Biden is Joe Biden. Well, wait a minute. Somebody was assaulted and they were afraid. You know, this is what we have found out about these sorts of violent acts. People are afraid. They don't come forward right away. But she's been very, and of course, the women that come forward are very brave to do this.
Yep.
And so that's right. We need to find out more.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, there's been a Kim Jong-un sighting, or has there? So we'll get into that because there's some doubt about that, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are strolling across the weekend overnight radio airwaves. By the way, you hear us at various times around the country because this show is played on Saturday and Sunday, and in some cases, early Monday morning. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And Kyle, I'll get right back to him in a minute, but I got to remind everybody that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for 4 years, and it works for me because I struggle with arthritis. I also have back pain. I also have ankle pain and leg pain, which has been bothering me greatly for the last month. But it's now under control, I'm happy to report. And they're going to try something different on Monday, or Tuesday, rather, when I go to see them. So things are getting better, at least in that front. But if you've got nagging pain, all right, and you just can't seem to get rid of it, and you're loading up on ibuprofen or Aleve, or maybe you're taking, like I was, Mobic, Plexaril, or even something different, there's a good way to get rid of it and take something all natural, which is actually good for you, called Relief Factor. Now, they gave me a website, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team owners. They gave me a website, and it's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And on that homepage right there, you'll see the little video with Pete and Seth in it, and they're going to tell you about trying the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan that costs $19.95. Now, that's what I did, and you'll know. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, then you're only out $19.95. So guess what? Give it a try if you're in pain. See if it will work for you like it's worked for tens of thousands of other people. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There was a Kim Jong-un sighting.
There was a Kim Jong-un sighting that we're being told is a Kim Jong-un sighting.
But we don't know.
That's right.
And the pictures have something to do with it.
Well, that's right. He's evidently pictured cutting the ribbon at a fertilizer factory in Suncheon, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's near Pyongyang, I believe. But there were some tweets that went out with this picture and, of course, other news reports using this picture. But again, this, it just seems to, on the scale of weirdness, he's been gone for some 20 days. And then suddenly to do something as mundane as open a fertilizer factory, with all the speculation that even in North Korea they must know about what the rest of the world's asking, that just seems a little too convenient.
Yeah, and the pictures that cannot be verified that it's actually a fertilizer plant, because the pictures are very familiar or very similar to something that he did last year. So they're trying to get a better clarification on the pictures, and we'll just wait. The jury's out on this one. So was he there? Was he not there? We don't know yet. So we're just going to say that there was a Kim Jong-un sighting, and that's we're going to leave it at that. Now, the FBI says there's no more seventh floor. What are they talking about?
Well, I think this has to do with, I think, some of the messages that went back and forth between Peter Strzok and the Linda Page, I believe, talking about how the seventh floor was involved in the...
And who was the seventh floor?
Well, that would have been James Comey.
And McCabe.
And McCabe, right.
Yep, and some other management peoples that were up there. There was three or four of them up in there, but of course Comey and McCabe were the two big ones. But the fact of the matter is regarding the Flynn case, Steve Scalise says that Strzok is at the top of the list for people who need to go to jail. I couldn't agree more. And right along with him, take little Miss Lisa Page, because I don't think she wants to go to jail, and I believe she's going to sing like a canary if she gets put into a corner. It's just pretty simple, because she's not that old, number one, and she wouldn't want to spend the next 10 or 15 or 20 years of her life in jail. But Strzok is the one who was behind all of this. Strzok.
Well, you know, Captain, ever since, Peter Strzok went to the committee hearings and sort of acted the way that he did, comported himself the way that he did, I think a lot of Americans, and especially those who are following this story very closely, just got a very, very bad idea about what this guy's all about and maybe what he was capable of, and just the whole thing smells bad. And so that's something I think people have just really recognized.
Well, I want you to listen for a second here to a back and forth between Sidney Powell, the attorney for Lieutenant General Flynn, and Ed Henry. And then there's a conversation in here, a couple of passages from Mitch McConnell right afterwards. Here we go.
Their devastating evidence of the lengths they were willing to go to disregard all prior protocols, all prior rules, their standard practice in other cases to warn of a 1001 violation, all of that. None of that applied to General Flynn.
That is General Michael Flynn's attorney sounding off about FBI tactics in that 2017 interview of her client. Bombshell revelations emerge from these newly released FBI documents that appear to show efforts to entrap Flynn when agents questioned him. Joining us now is the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He joins us by phone. Mr. Leader, good morning.
Good morning.
People wake up, they read about this, they hear about entrapment, and they wonder, sir, how can this happen in America?
I want to congratulate Fox for the outstanding work in developing this story. It's been interesting to watch, and if all of this proves to be true, you will have certainly a major error on the part of top leadership at the FBI,
so
which could well warrant additional charges against them. I mean, this is if true, this is very, very troubling, disturbing.
So, sir, let's be specific then. Do you think there should be charges potentially against James Comey, the former FBI chief, and do you think that General Flynn should be pardoned by the president?
Well, look, those are decisions to be made by others, but I think revealing this story has been extremely important for the country, and I want to congratulate those at Fox who've been involved in developing this ongoing story. And if true, it is extremely troubling, and action, of course, under our system would be taken by others on the issues that you raised.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
I've had conversations, lengthy conversations with our intel analyst, Denise Simon, about this, and she doesn't think anybody is going to go to jail.
Well, I hope that that's not going to be the case. I think that you really have to be able to make examples out of people who clearly went against the will of the people in the United States, trying to do anything and everything they could to take down this president.
Well,
and it's absolutely unconscionable.
They've got Peter Strzok and Lisa Page dead to rights. They've also got McCabe dead to rights. They've also got this attorney that was advising them dead to rights. Also along the mix, you've got James Comey that's in and out of this, and then they keep referring in the messages to the boss wants to know, the boss wants to know. The boss is not James Comey. The boss is Barack Obama.
Well, exactly. And again, you know, the fact that this could go all the way up the food chain to the very top, somebody knows something. And so here's this term, Captain, we've heard a lot of the recent months, and that is whistleblower. I wonder if there might be a whistleblower that...
Well, if there is, they could make a lot of money, because believe me, they'd be willing to pay him. Whistleblowers get paid money. Did you know that?
Yeah, a little bit.
They get a fair amount of money from the government for blowing a whistle, so that would be something to think about. But Denise did agree with me that she believes that this does go way up the ladder, could even go as far as Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, that bunch could even go into Brennan and all that. But again, she believes nobody is going to be prosecuted.
Well, I think if they can get a pretty airtight case, and the facts, you know, it's the facts, Captain, that always, you know, lead us to these conclusions. And if you can get some facts that nobody else can refute, then it sort of takes on a life of its own.
And these notes are damning. These notes are damning. They don't know who wrote them. Okay, but I'm sure they'll be able to find out because they'll do a signature analysis to locate the person that wrote the notes, which is probably going to be, I'm hoping it'd be Strzok, because then they really got him, But I believe it's the attorney. Everybody thinks now it's the attorney that was advising them.
Yeah, well, perhaps. But again, if you have people sitting around in a room deciding that we're going to pretty much either spy on a campaign or we're going to try to get somebody to confess to something that they didn't do so that we can get closer to ruining the president, these kinds of things, these are the kinds of things that people sort of see in movies and then say, oh, that's just so extreme, that's entertainment, but it's not. This was the real world, and if this really is proven in a court of law and so forth, it will be devastating, but it will be a great day for the country.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, the FDA yesterday gave an emergency approval for the use of a brand new virus drug. Now, the question is, are you willing to pay the amount of money for the drug? Because whether or not it's going to be done through a tube ultravenously or whether or not it's going to be a pill makes the expense totally different. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is David Costa, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Dave Costa, the renegade aviator, and many of you will hear his program over the weekend, played at various times on these same stations, Renegade Aviator. Alrighty, this program, this portion of it brought to you by our friends at Geico, geico.com, the insurance company. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And if you go to the website, geico.com, you can get a quote for your car or the truck that you're driving. Also, if you've got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got an RV, a boat, or maybe you've got a Sea-Doo or a Ski-Doo, or you want to check out your homeowners and renter's insurance to see if you can get a better deal. Now, here's the deal with Geico. If you bundle your insurance, your homeowners or your renter's insurance with your automobile, you get a discount right off the bat. Now, they also are giving a 15% discount off the standard rates to not only their own policy holders, but to anybody buying a new policy between April the 8th and October the 7th. Now, obviously, the reason for that is because people aren't driving as much or haven't been. So there you go. So think about that and check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Believe me, saving money is what it's all about. Insurance companies like to charge people money, and you get what you pay for. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the FDA is allowing the emergency use of the virus drug Remdesivir, which costs anywhere, depending on the form you get it in, either the IV, intravenously, or you get the pill. It costs anywhere from $1 to $9 to $29 each, depending on what you're doing. Now, the IV is going to cost you more than that. Consequently, the argument is this better than the hydroxychloroquine, which we know works and has been working effectively for about 90 cents a pill?
Well, that's right. And it's interesting, Captain, the more reports that I see and hear, it seems that there always is a bent to try to make it look as if hydroxychloroquine was a complete total failure when we have a lot of success stories.
But there's a reason for that, and we've been gotten in that discussion. The reason is follow the money and look at the investors.
Well, precisely. Exactly right. And, you know, this remdesivir is from a company called Gilead, we understand. And there were trials going on as well in China. And about 2 weeks ago, I think one of those trials were halted. They really weren't seeing a lot of success with it. And even the stock dropped at that point. But, of course, now we see that it's being given an emergency fast track here in the United States. And this comes on the heels of some comments from Dr. Fauci, for example, mm-hmm. about the promise that that remdesivir may have. And you know, mm-hmm. Captain, sometimes I think that you know, there may be a couple of different ways, perhaps, to skin a cat. Maybe both different drugs may work in different situations, especially when you're looking at these ideas. When unfortunately, when people have lost their lives from it, they look at these things called comorbidity. Well, it could be that these underlying, and I'm just speculating here, these underlying conditions that people may have may respond differently to different cocktails, as it were.
Right. Now, the other thing is that there was news that came out maybe an hour or so ago that the feds are now exploring the top Texas labs. It's in Galveston, Texas, called Galveston National Lab. Their ties to the China facility accused of creating the virus. Now, we just heard about this maybe in the last hour. What's this all about?
Well, yes, Captain, what we're learning about is that there may be some information that hasn't been really released yet, having to do evidently with gifts or contracts relating to the Wuhan Virology Institute over in Hubei province. So there may be some different connections there that that are not good or may shed the light on other issues that may have been going back and forth in terms of how these things were handled. So, yes, we're learning more about it right now, but it certainly is a very interesting story.
Now, we've got some worst-case scenarios that are showing up again. A comment was made that reopening by June the 30th, the United States of America could save millions of jobs. However, it could also cause the death of more than 233,000 people. Here we go again.
Well, right. Yeah, this is the worst case scenario sort of thing. You know, and a lot of times these stories or they're commentated on with sort of the following bent, and that is if you are at all for trying to find good, safe ways for business to do business in America, that you're somehow willing to make quote unquote human sacrifices, this kind of thing. And it's very inflammatory. And a lot of times I think it doesn't help us get from point A to point B, especially when we're gathering a lot of data about how this virus works, who it affects, what are the most what are the circumstances under which people can be infected, especially if they're vulnerable? These are the things that we need to be looking at and mapping out, not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, and Steve in Thailand is chiming in saying, investors and Trump haters don't want hydroxychloroquine to work. Well, that's true, Steve. What you need to do, Steve, is do a little research and find out who the people are, who the investment firms are.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico is announcing the Geico Give Back credit for their policyholders. And if you were a customer of Geico right now, you'd be getting a 15% credit on your automobile or motorcycle insurance policies that are coming up for renewal. Now, that went into effect April the 8th, and it stays in effect till October the 7th. This credit will also apply to any new policies purchased during this period as part of a commitment to protect the well-being of the Geico customers. Now, listen to this. The credits are going to average $150 per auto policy and $30 per motorcycle policy. With roughly 18 million auto policies and 1 million motorcycle policies in force, they are proudly providing a total benefit of $2.5 billion to their customers. I ask you right now, folks, is your insurance company doing that? Well, if not, check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. GEICO.com, Geico, check them out. After all you've got to do is save money, right? Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, before I get to the callers on the line, I was noticing all the movement with the Chinese around the world, around the country.
Right.
Wait till you hear where the movement has been the most, where the coronavirus cases have been the highest in the United States. Are you ready?
Absolutely, yeah.
New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Miami, Florida, New Orleans, Louisiana, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, out there by you, Los Angeles, California, San Francisco, California, and Seattle, Washington. And a lot of that is contingent to the business that they do with the car manufacturers and the automobile and the airplane manufacturers and that sort of thing and the amusement parks. How about that?
That is really stunning.
And it's obvious. I found it on the map. I was looking at it and I go, holy cow. They were sending their people over here that were infected, and they were infecting us before we even knew about it.
Well, I think Americans and arguably many countries around the world, Captain, are looking for answers, again, because, number one, we know that it began somewhere in Wuhan. We know that. We don't know for sure exactly how it began, but also we don't know for sure all the numbers of people in that area of China, and now perhaps even others, how many have actually died, for example, because we can't trust the numbers coming out of the communist Chinese government. That being said, the American people and others around the world need to have answers as to exactly what happened here. And it's not wrong or inappropriate to ask those questions, I think, because if there was some nefarious intent on this, and again, we would investigate that, the world would need to know about this.
Yeah.
And especially when we see that China continues its own agenda for its geopolitical, geopolitical ideas.
Well, let's scoot over here to the telephone line. We've got Todd in Tampa. Good morning, Todd in Tampa. What's up?
Boss, let's get down to business here. Just, ladies and gentlemen, you know.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I'm a road man, a load man, 18 wheels and a serious plan. Ain't nothing gonna go getting out of hand while I'm behind the wheel. I'm on fire and I'm wild, full of diesel and ready for high. Well, I'm building a rolling empire of blood, sweat, and steel. I don't waste time, I make time. Tearing a strip off the white line, I'm a professional man, I'm a one of a kind, and I know how to bring it in. I got a clean slate, 5 states, 29 that ain't so great, and 14 that'll have to wait, and 2 hours to get it in. I'm a road hammer, a white knuckle steel guitar, a rig-dogging highway.
hammer. And that's the way we start off the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right now. And I'll tell you what, we've got the pilots and Flying J's around the United States of America that are bringing you this Truckers Highway and Byway Report. If you stop by and you tell them that you're listening to the Captain or the Captain's America Third Watch, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, especially in the middle of the night, because that's when you usually need to have it. Now, unsettled storms coming from the Pacific, unsettled weather there, the Pacific Northwest into the plains to the Northeast is going to be what's going on today. Record heat is continuing in the Southwest. Now, storms in the Pacific Northwest and the central U.S. are going to produce widespread showers, thunderstorms. Some strong storms may develop across the interior Pacific Northwest, South and Central Plains, and the Ohio Valley. Now, gusty winds in the desert Southwest and the upper Midwest will produce elevated and critical fire weather threats. Meanwhile, record heat will continue in the desert Southwest. Now, out in California.
Yeah.
What's going on there by you? I see some weather off the coast coming your way.
Well, that's right, Captain. We've been having some of the marine layer, of course, in the morning, some fog, this kind of thing. The temperatures have been dropping from where they were at, where they were pretty high into the 90s just a few days ago. But we're going to look at, you know, some pretty mild weather in the mid-70s, but climbing as we get towards the work week and as we go on, we're going to have some higher temperatures here in Southern California. And, of course, that's going to translate, it already is, into some very hot temperatures over in Texas. We see we got temperatures there that are more akin to being in July down in Texas.
Well, we've got eastern New Mexico, the panhandle of Oklahoma, and then south of Lubbock all the way down to the Mexican border and over towards El Paso where we've got the warm weather. We've also got some gusty winds through there, and it looks like as if we might have a chance for some storms developing in that area today. But Nevada's got some winds in the western half of Nevada tonight. They've also got some scattered showers from about Winnemucca to Wendover. And in Utah, you've got some rain in the northwest corner of Utah tonight with some winds in the southwest corner coming up out of Nevada on I-15. And up in Montana, Bozeman and Billings, that area, again, possibility of some rain in there. And we've got some colder temperatures tonight around Boise by the looks of it here. We've got a big frost warning there in the Boise area. And then up in the eastern part of North Dakota, windy conditions with some unsettled weather for today. Same thing for Minnesota. Looks like as if there could be some storms developing up that way, as well as the upper peninsula of Michigan and the northern and western part of Wisconsin, southeastern corner of Minnesota, and the northeastern corner of Iowa as things move along and progress. Now, other than that, Kyle, I just see some scattered showers along the Mississippi River Basin.
Well, that's right. And as we get up into the northeast, it looks like the last of that rain and so forth is going to head on out of their area there, and they're looking for some mild temperatures finally.
So what people need to be looking for over the weekend is I-40. And by the way, let's talk about I-40. Now, the truckers passing I-40 going through Gallup, New Mexico. We just found out about a story here in the last few minutes. Gallup, New Mexico, starting last night from 5 p.m. until 8 a.m. in the morning, the city of Gallup, New Mexico, all roads going in, all roads going out, have been shut down. Don't know if they've done that with the interstate or not, but they certainly have done it with the roads going into the truck stops that are there. And there's several truck stops in Gallup, New Mexico, where drivers are supposed to stop and buy fuel. They're going to have to change their plans.
That's right, Captain. We understand that the New Mexico Governor, Michelle Grisham, has announced that there's going to be a lockdown, essentially, on the city of Gallup. It is just, as you said, 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. daily. There's only going to be a maximum of 2 people per vehicle, and the residents of the city are encouraged to stay in Gallup, except if there's an emergency and they have to go somewhere because of health or safety, this kind of thing. But, right, we don't have any information that it affects the interstate passing through, but there is that Flying J. It's about east of Gallup. Looks like to me about, what is it, about 10, 12 miles?
Well, there's a big Indian reservation just east to Gallup, about 20 miles, and it's called the Giant Travel Plaza that's in there. They have their own refinery where they actually produce their own gasoline and diesel and sell it right there at the big truck stop that's there. They also have a hotel there. They also have a big repair shop there, and it's become quite the place to go to. Plus, being as how it's on an Indian reservation, you can buy cigarettes and not have to pay the federal tax. The diesel is cheaper because, again, they don't have to charge the federal tax on the diesel, and then you don't have any big-time taxes on your food either, so it's a great place to stop. And it's pretty much new. The showers there and everything they got there, it was really nice. It's really like a tourist trap, if you will, because it was so nice.
Very, very cool. Yeah, it sounds good. But, yeah, we understand the governor is taking this action because the spread of the virus, as she said, the spread of the virus in McKinley County is frightful. And so that's why they're taking this very drastic action, and the governor recognizes that it's a very drastic action, but it's part of what's called the Riot Control Act, evidently.
Yeah, now, the price of oil, guys and gals, West Texas crude went up again yesterday a little bit. It's $19.78 a barrel right now. Brent crude oil went up a little bit. It's $25.29 a barrel right now. And gasoline dropped off a little bit. It's down to 77 cents a gallon. And number two, diesel dropped down a little bit. It's down to 80 cents a gallon. That's without the taxes in there. And the one-year forecast for oil is $22 a barrel. So that's making things look a little better. And for you guys up there in Wyoming, for William that's up there that hauls that oil back and forth, that's making things look a little better anyway.
That's true. I also understand, I think, from Chevron, they announced that they're going to be cutting 200,000, 300,000 barrels of oil equivalent in terms of their production this month, and they're going to cut another 200,000 to 400,000 in June, we understand.
Well, the big,
trying to deal with the prices.
The big question is Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is still flooding the market, and they're still trying to be the big boys on the block by literally dumping the market with oil. And the president, of course, yesterday, we announced it here on this program, he told him, he says, either you cut your production on your oil or we cut your military aid.
Right, precisely. Well, sometimes he's got to bring out something that makes a difference there.
All righty. Well, hold that thought, folks. We're going to close it out here. We're going to bring this the road hammer back again here before we start, and we'll be coming back right after the top of the hour with Kyle Warren, and we got a lot more to talk about.
California sun, where they're chilling the most. I follow 309. Teddy Bears goes all the way to New Orleans. I've been from underpaid to PA, all the way down to FLA. And every little town along the way, there ain't much that I haven't seen. I'm a road hammer, a white knuckle still gets hammered. A rig jockey, highway slammer, I'm just doing what I gotta do.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.